Leafs in Winnipeg on Sunday. Two teams kind of heading in different directions right now. You get the Leafs, winners of 15, their last 17. Jets, a 1-5-1 record in their last seven games, outscored 20-9 in that stretch. What's gone wrong for the Jets here lately?
Well, first, the last time I believe I was on Leafs Lunch might have been actually, Dave might have been a co-host on that day as well, discussing the Leafs' possible parade route last season. So given their success right now, I am shocked that that is not how this was introduced, this segment. But certainly, I mean, you can't argue with what the Leafs have been doing throughout this regular season so far up to this point. And yet the Jets have certainly struggled. The shots have been there. Obviously, the finish hasn't been. And so one of the biggest issues that they've had with their scoring woes has been the special teams and their power play, which has just been ice cold over this stretch. And their shooting percentage is low. But the shots are there. They aren't getting to the net. And certainly this is not... this is not something I think a lot of people anticipated. The fact that they're going to go through a stretch of struggles, okay, fine, you expect it in a season, but I don't think that given the way that they started, anybody would have expected that the scoring woes would be to the degree that they are right now.
And I mean, obviously it's a good time in Winnipeg in some ways, Sarah, because you got the Blue Bombers in the Western Final this weekend. But when the Winnipeg Jets are tail spinning the way they're tail spinning, Sarah, like, what's the chatter around town? Like, who are the average Jets fans pointing their fingers at as the culprits here?
I think, again, it goes back to, I mean, there's no doubt that, look, when you talk about fans, that there's a lot of frustration with this group. Of course, you always go, inevitably, in these situations, you hear a lot of question marks regarding the coach and some of the decisions there when it comes to line structure and how it's going. And then Blake Wheeler's one that has taken a bit of heat, whether that's fair or not, as he's come back from COVID. You haven't seen really... Nobody right now is saved from it, because for all of the good things that we saw early on with Kyle Connor and his production, Pierre-Luc Dubois, I mean, the way that he started this season and played the first half of these games up to this point, that's the Pierre-Luc Dubois that everybody had been waiting and hoping to see when he was acquired. And so for it to have gone cold now, I think everybody's feeling a little bit of the heat and the pressure's certainly on. I said it was a good thing that they've spent a number of these games on the road, because it wouldn't be, you know, you never want to play like that necessarily, or have that little production in front of your home fans.
Well, you know, the Jets are back home. They have the Devils tonight, with the Leafs Sunday and Canes on Tuesday. How optimistic are you that this group can kind of finish their homestand on a high note?
Well, I think so. I mean, look, the talent that they have, it's not as if this is a roster in which you look and go, oh, there's a lot of holes here, and that they don't have the skill there. They do. You look at who they have in their top six, and you look at the improvements that they've made on the blue line. But I also think that this is a group that right now has had their confidence shaken in terms of their struggles to score. But I think that when they turn it around and when the goals start, you know, they start getting a couple in, that we'll see this team kind of return to form a little bit more. They've made adjustments philosophically to their first power play unit. We're going to get a look at that tonight and see whether or not that's able to have a little bit more production. They've changed the structure and the personnel on it. And I think, you know, if you can start to get at least one power play goal here to take some of the heat off of the 5-on-5 and maybe get a little bit more momentum going. Like I said, the shots have been there. The high volume against Arizona, which they lost 1-0, they outshot them 45-15.
And, wow.
But so, I mean, they're shooting more than what we've seen in the past, because that's not something that they necessarily excelled at. And there's a lot of elements of their games, their exits, their entries, that they're doing the best that we've seen them do in a number of years, but they haven't been able to finish. Even though they're getting the shots, the traffic in front of the net hasn't been there. That's something they're looking to change. And I think that, again, once you get one or two of those goals going in on it and the confidence starts going, this team's too talented for it to stay like this for much longer, I would think.
Yeah, you'd have to think. I mean, hey, the Leafs went through a stretch too, Sarah, where, you know, they were just not scoring. And a lot of it was just the simple math of puck luck and the law of averages, you know, rebounding eventually. But let's talk about the Blake Wheeler situation. I mean, this is a guy still without a goal. Guy who had 15 goals in 50 games last year was among their best producers. What's your theory on what's holding him back this year? Is it the aforementioned bad puck luck? Is it a guy who at age 35 is just falling off a cliff a little bit as a producer?
See, and I find it difficult to believe that he's fallen off to that extent from what. And I know that they say that usually hands are the first to go. Everything, but I just find it difficult to believe that the drop off is that drastic for it. But as you have to remember, I mean, he was one of two players on this team that's had COVID this year. And I think that, you know, I mean, I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised if that's something that the lingering effects of it, we've seen it with other players. Could that be something that's impacting him with this slow start? He's set to play his 1,000th game on Sunday when the Leafs are here, milestone, and he's been such an important part of this organization. And you know, for so many years, Paul Maurice, I mean, looked at him as being the driver of the group. That was always the way that he was described for it. So there's no doubt this isn't the Blake Wheeler used to seeing. You're not going to see, he's obviously in the, you know, later stages of his career, you're not going to see the same sort of production and level of play maybe that we saw several years ago. With that being said, I just don't believe with Wheeler being the type of player that he is, that we'd see this sort of drop off. I think there has to be more to it. And maybe that's giving too much credit to it, but I think that, yeah, I think that maybe there's more that needs to be looked at. And I mentioned it was a slow start in terms of him having to be sidelined with COVID, and he had symptoms, wasn't able to practice, wasn't able to skate, and I just think he hasn't found his game since then.
Sarah, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us. Good luck to your Jets tonight and your Bombers on Sunday. It'll be perfect. You'll have the Bombers game, and right after that, Jets and Leafs. Pretty good Sunday for you.
It's a fantastic Sunday in Winnipeg, and when you guys do plan out your parade route, please make sure to give me a call.
Always with the mocking, Sarah. We love it.
We will. I'll make sure it happens. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Okay, take care, guys.
Take care.